Tell him it's someone he did not see. I'm writing in my diary when there's a knock on the door. Un momentito, por favor, I call out and quickly erase the page I've been writing before shoving the diary back under my pillow. It's Mommy at the door. Everything all right? She asks, looking around the room, probably wondering what I'm hiding that I need the delay of un momentito before I say, come in. I want to show you something, Mommy says, motioning mysteriously for me to follow her outside. She leads the way, out past the patio and around the front of Mamita and Papito's house to the pond that used to be filled with Tia Mimi's water lilies. Now it's covered by a layer of green scum and overrun by bullfrogs. We sit on the stone bench, and Mommy takes my hands in hers. I know many unusual things have been happening, Anita, she begins. And I know there are many questions and worries in your head. She touches my face ever so gently, as if she wants to banish all the worries that have been piling up in the last month. Suddenly, you have to be a big girl. I am 12, Mommy. I sigh and roll my eyes. Recently, if anyone talks to me as if I'm a little kid, I get mad. But I also feel sad that I'm not a little kid anymore and that I know as much as I do. I've written about these confused feelings in my diary, too, but this is one confusion that doesn't get any clearer by writing about it. You are a young lady, Mommy agrees, and I'm going to confide in you the way I do in Lucinda and your brother, okay? She adds uncertainly, as if she isn't sure whether to take the next step. I roll my eyes. Mommy, I know a lot more stuff than you think I do. Oh?